If you say something with confidence, then you can't be wrong.
I don't even know.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Bill Bishop, James Laurinaitis with you. Time to head out on the Bryan Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline for a visit with our good buddy Scott Dockerman. Covers Iowa for The Athletic and wrote the piece we were talking about in The Athletic of the 40 coaching hires since Kirk Ferentz has been at Iowa. Scott, thanks so much for taking the time. James and I were kind of elaborating on this, and your first two are our guys, right, Urban and Tress. And the thing that we kind of settled on with Urban, and from a big picture perspective, and it really started with Tressel, though, was over 20 years how Ohio State has separated from the rest of this league. And it appears with Ryan Day that separation is getting bigger and bigger and just continuing. You think about what the Big Ten was for years, decades before it. It was a league where there were a lot of teams that were getting shots at it. It appears that we've separated. From your vantage point, how do you see it?
Absolutely. Ohio State is the flagship program. And really, whenever I get into discussions about East versus West divisional play, I always say, look, you remove Ohio State and there is no difference between the East and the West. I mean, Penn State and Wisconsin, Iowa, Michigan, Northwestern, Michigan State, it's all pretty much the same type of team. Ohio State is what is what separates everybody. I mean, 5 out of the last 7 titles. And I think when you look at this piece, you know, specifically, you know, really for about a 20-year block from when Woody was fired to when Jim Tressel was hired, that's when there was a lot of shakeup in the Big Ten. I think Hayden Fry did a good job of, you know, he became the first team, he took Iowa to the Rose Bowl, the first team in 13 years that it wasn't going to be Ohio State or Michigan. And then he saw Illinois make pretty good hires at that time, and Wisconsin with Barry Alvarez. But once Jim Tressel came in, he flipped the script on the Michigan rivalry, first of all. And that, of course, in that first decade really mattered as to who was the best program in the Big Ten. And then secondly, the way Urban kind of expanded upon that and just changed the direction of recruiting, because I think Tressel still played, and James certainly could speak to this more than I, still played, you know, that really physical box football to some extent, at least on the defensive side, whereas Urban, you know, is just loaded with 5-stars. So I think the way that they kind of worked and, you know, almost handed a baton off to one another, Ohio State, 7 titles under Tressel, to then be able to hand it off to Urban, who just took it to another stratosphere. And Michigan hasn't been able to keep up at all. In fact, I would say they've fallen. And then the other programs have had rises. Michigan State's played well. Iowa's played well at times. Penn State certainly has been a worthy competitor. But nobody can catch Ohio State. And as you mentioned, I mean, Ryan Day in his first 2 years has been, he's vaulted to number 8. And frankly, if another 5 years, he could vault to number 3 easy on this list.
Scott, take us through the Big Ten West, because we felt, goodness, PJ had some momentum, and then it basically we think that he has stalled, and you could see a setback at Minnesota. Jeff Brohm had a ton of momentum with Rondale Moore, and then gets, 3-4-star wide receivers to come after that, and then everything has stalled at Purdue. You got Bielema at Illinois. I don't know what can happen as far as building that program back up with him. But then you have Wisconsin, right? Wisconsin's going to have, it looks like they have, with Mertz, their best quarterback, and they have a stable running back, so always be good running the football. Chimray Deke at wide receiver. Iowa's so steady, and Northwestern's steady. And then there's Nebraska, which has just been disappointing since Scott's gotten there. What's your sense overall on the Western side of this conference? And is it always going to be kind of people taking turns, or do you think there's a program that could get a grip on it?
Yeah, I think really in the West, the separation is the teams that have an identity and understand what it is and self-awareness to really, you know, exploit those areas and emphasize them. And then the teams that aren't sure where they want to go. And I think there are 3 teams in the West that, you know, as you mentioned, that are always going to be near the top. And that's Wisconsin, Iowa, and Northwestern, because they have stability at the head coaches. They have a program identity, and then they recruit to those strengths, and they coach really well every single year. Now, Northwestern has had some slip-ups, but then they've always rebounded. And I think they're always at a detriment to everybody else when it comes to certain areas. So I think you got to applaud Fitzgerald. But, you know, Kirk Ferentz, by the end of the year, they were the best team in the West, and it really wasn't close. They won their last six games, five of which were by at least 14 points. They had the top defense in the country. It was really unfortunate for them. They didn't get a chance to go to the postseason because of COVID at other schools and play Michigan, because I think that would have been a bludgeoning. Wisconsin had a little bit of a slip up, got beat handily against Iowa, but I think they're going to rebound just fine because, you know, they had some COVID issues. They had a lot of injuries that kept them really from surging at the end of the year. The other four schools in the West, to me, they need to really kind of identify what they do well. And Minnesota is better at that. Last year was kind of a fall off. They had their own issues with COVID. In some ways, it's an asterisk. But defensively, they were hideous. But offensively, they were pretty talented. My question is, can PJ continuously reload and play solid football each and every year? Because when you look at it holistically, he's had one great year, a couple of mediocre years. I mean, they were, what, 6-6 the year before they went 11-2. Nebraska, I have no idea what they're trying to do there. I really don't. I've tried. I think everybody has looked at that and said, Scott Frost, he's going to be the team and he's going to be the behemoth of the West and coach them up there. They haven't done it, and they haven't looked good doing it. And every time you think they're going to take a step, they fall completely on their face. I like what Illinois is doing a little bit with Brett Bielema, because he knows how to compete in that division, which is run the football and play good defense. And he's got, it's the flagship institution of that state. There's no other, public division, FBS programs to speak of other than Northern Illinois. But, hey, you're Illinois. And then finally, Purdue's the type of team that comes out and just bites somebody because they're just so electric. And it's been Ohio State in the past. It's been Iowa in the past. But they can't win the 50-50 games, or they get beat in them a lot of times. So Brohm's going to have to be more consistent. And I don't know if that's a schematic issue or a personnel issue, but I think this year is going to be real pivotal because he does make a significant amount of money to finish with a 500 record every year. It's just not going to work long term.
Scott, I think of the program that you cover primarily, of course, at Iowa, and Kirk Ferentz in your list of 40 coaches hired since he was hired at Iowa. And success – And in this league, it can be so fleeting. It can disappear. It can evaporate in a second. You look at where Michigan State is right now, and there can be off-field stuff that leads to that. If I'm an Iowa fan, I'm going, man, we are blessed because of the run that we've had here. I'll put this one to you. What does the program look like in the next 5 years? What's the next 10? What does future planning look like at the Iowa program?
That's a great question, because I still think right now they're in the Ferentz mode. I mean, we had a chance to talk to him after the season, and to be honest with you, with what happened last summer with the racial bias investigation, I wondered if this was going to be the last year of his career. And instead, he was able to just completely change everything, the texture of the program, and do it in a way where by the end of the year, they were more cohesive than they ever were. And at the end of the year, Kirk said, look, I'm not thinking in terms of 4 to 5 months. I'm thinking in terms of 4 to 5 years. And he's still in good health. The program is probably on a better footing than it's been, certainly recruiting-wise. With Kirk's dip was probably had a higher floor than what you saw at Michigan State, because from 2010 through 2014, they were just very, very mediocre. They had really not a lot of talent. They played hard, but their results were in that 7-5 range, and that's just something you couldn't live with long term. But over the last 5 to 6 years, they have, they're third in Big Ten wins behind Wisconsin and Ohio State, and they're tied with Penn State. So I think they're in a healthy spot. Now, in the future, I don't know how much longer he is going to coach. By ballparking, it is probably 3 more years as far as a plan beyond him. There's been a lot of talk about Brian Ferentz. I just don't see that. I think that they'll have to go from the outside, but it also depends on whether or not the AD is still in charge there and, what's the trajectory of the program. So I think they like what Kirk Ferentz brings. I think they like the style of play. It suits where you can recruit and who you can bring in. And so I think that's whatever whoever comes in, I don't see any kind of radical departure, because at a place like Iowa, if you dip, you could dip deep for a long time.
Boy, no kidding. Scott, great stuff. Appreciate your time today.
All right. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right. That's Scott Docterman, covers Iowa for The Athletic and wrote a great piece about the 40 coaching hires since Ferentz was hired at Iowa.